tool that doesn't miss a thing. You've got to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong.
Walt Abdullah Road Rage. We just spent a break with Ramona trying to figure out how to pronounce the name of a new Krispy Kreme donut. And what is it, Ramona? What have you decided?
It's cinnamon. Wait a minute. It's cinnamon milk.
Microphone.
Yeah, it's on. You hear me?
Oh, look who's not talking into the microphone now.
Cinnamon milk. I'm trying to read it. Cinnamon milk. Oh, now I forgot what you said. Dulce de leche?
Yeah, something like that.
What is it?
Yeah, something like that.
You're not going to tell me what it is, actually?
I think you were basically right. Dulce de leche.
Okay, dulce de leche. What does that mean?
It means your Krispy Kreme donut top with rich caramel-flavored cream and crunchy granulated sugar.
Is that what that means?
I mean, are you kidding me? I'm looking at that right now. I mean,
you are.
I am looking at that right now. That is a must have.
Yeah, and they've got cinnamon toast crunch pieces on the donuts.
Oh man,
and this is to May 5th.
Oh, that looks so amazing. That's still May 5th? Yeah. You know where to go for the donuts.
Yeah.
You go to Krispy Kreme. Yeast donuts, cake donuts, they have it all. Every new holiday, every new season brings new flavors. This is brand new. You won't want to miss out on that. It only lasts till May 5th. So by all means, get there and try it. They have the New York Super Cheesecake Donuts, the greatest donut you may have ever conceived of. Ramona thinks it's the Oreo Cookie Donuts or any of the derivatives. The original hot glaze come fresh off the press 3 times a day. The app and the lighted sign up front will alert you to such. The Reese family and Anderson and Spartanburg have been doing the donuts since the early 60s. No one does it better. Go see the Reese family. Have we hit warm weather yet, Ramona?
Yeah. One of them has cream cheese.
Whoa.
Oh, see,
whoa,
I knew
whoa.
You didn't hear me during the whoa. Break that one of them was cream cheese.
No, I did not hear that.
Cinnamon milk with the cereal and glazed with cream cheese.
Oh!
Yeah, I knew you didn't hear me because you didn't react.
Oh, you're holding out of me. As Gosmine Witty says, my favorite topping ever. Anything with cream cheese frosting, just give it to me. And that sounds unbelievable. Get to Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. Trust me, you will thank me later. Hey, Ramona. One of those rare moments in time where on line one is Joe, brother of Matt, and on line two is Matt, brother of Joe. Joe, brother
Good
of Matt.
Good thing we're not triplets.
Man, it's like you two have some unusual connection or something.
I don't know. Sometimes maybe it does, but maybe you could talk for the month of May. I'm not going to be down there until the end of May, so I might have to get in the car.
Extension. Yeah, we'll get an extension. An exemption.
With the Panthers, if the Panthers got Neal, right, or the NC State offensive lineman, I don't remember his name.
Iguana.
Would you be satisfied with that? Like, would you put grades?
Yeah, I think any of the offensive linemen. I mean, I think Cross is clearly rated third by NFL personnel people, but I think Cross is probably the best in pass protection of any of the three at this stage. So, you know, the condemnation of Cross comes from the fact he's in the Mike Leach system where they don't run the ball much. On newsflash, they're not running it in the NFL either. If you can't pass block, you have no chance. I really like all three of those guys for different reasons. I don't know. There's been some speculation that the Panthers might actually favor Cross. That would seem unusual to me because, I don't think that's convention. I think convention is Equano, Neal, Cross in order. But if they came away with one of those offensive linemen, I think it would be a really good pick. I'm still concerned, though, Joe, that you don't have a second or third round pick. And I still wonder,
if you could find a trading partner, and again, I think it's going to be easier said than done, but if you could find a trading partner, I think dealing out of there and acquiring picks. But again, you're going to move away from the tackle range. I mean, you might be able to deal out and still luck into Cross at some point later, but it would be taking a risk in that regard. So the question is, you know, do you take the quarterback and not have another pick to pick 137 and then not fix your offensive line either, you know, which does him no favors? That's the dilemma that the Panthers are in right now. There is not a perfect answer for this, and a lot of the blame for it comes from the Sam Darnold acquisition.
Well, I have complete confidence that somehow we'll butcher it or just mess up Thursday night. So, but we'll find out, because, you know, Tepper isn't exactly the most brilliant light bulb in the bunch, so to speak. He seems like one of those people that just want to use that as a cash cow. That's my impression of him. I don't think he cares one iota about winning. He can say all he wants, but we haven't done anything. We'll find out.
Well, look, I think convention right now has you taking Kenny Pickett at six. I don't believe in that. I am not going to project that when I enter my official contest entry, because I just don't think anybody can be that stupid. So I'm not going to project that, because you've seen the Spider-Man pointing at Spider-Man gif, Joe, I'm sure a million times on social media. Well, you draft Kenny Pickett, and you may as well put Sam Darnold opposite him and let them point at each other, because they're the same exact guy. I mean, I don't see how that changes your quarterback situation. I think you have a new problem that looks exactly like your old problem. I mean, if you're going to go quarterback, for the love of all that's holy, please go Malik Willis to at least have a different-looking guy with some potential and some upside. You know, Matt Rhule might not be there to collect on it, but at least you'll be out of the Spider-Man versus Spider-Man gif pointing.
Yeah, and won't be a statue, but, I mean, who knows, Walt. But now let's talk about something more positive. How about my Celtics ball, too? Are we going to sweep the Nets? Are we going to send Durant and Irving down and just go watch it from the playoff couch? Or what are we going to do tonight, Walt?
I thought the Celtics were going to win game three, said so, and also wrote on Twitter, X time ago, that I thought that the Celtics had as good a chance to win the NBA title as anybody. I still think so. I think they're playing really well. I think you have star talent. I think you can guard, you can defend. And at this point in the process, I'd actually be sort of shocked if Brooklyn won a game, because the easiest thing to do right now is quit and end the pain. So I think if Brooklyn was going to make any statement, that statement would have been made in game three. I have a hard time believing that statement's going to be made in game four, because I don't think they want to play any more basketball.
Well, I hope we provide them that opportunity not to play any more basketball tonight.
That's right.
Appreciate it, Walt.
Yep. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, look, I think the Celtics have a great chance to win the NBA title. Justin says, Walt, please stop. My feelings are already damaged enough thinking about what they'll do. Well, you know, again, I'm not taking Pickett. That's the conventional answer right now. Pickett is the answer. I'm not doing that. And I'm telling you right now, unless I severely bump my head between now and when my entry is due, I will not be giving them Kenny Pickett, just because I just don't know. The only possible rationale you can have for choosing Kenny Pickett at six is you think he can help you win more games this year and therefore save your job. If a franchise allows a coach to make a move...
This is a little hand guy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's the little hand guy. Exactly.
I was gone last week, so I can't remember.
If a franchise allows their lame duck, conceivable lame duck coach to make a decision based on that motivation, then Rule should be gone and they should all be gone too. You still need to be making best decisions with the long-term best interest of the franchise in mind. And I think that Rule should get a little bit of a pass, right? Especially if you're going to do the right thing. If, again, I'm fine if you take any of those offensive linemen. I'm fine if you take any of the pass rushers. I'm fine if you make any of those moves. I'm fine with any of them. Any of them. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 pass rushers, 1, 2, 3 offensive linemen. Take any of those 7, I'm fine. But take a quarterback, and it better be Malik Willis. It better not be Kenny Pickett. It better be a play to the talent in your future and the upside and the hope. Because the other guy gives you no hope. The other guy gives you more of the same. Spider-Man gift, pointing at Spider-Man. Sam Darnold, Kenny Pickett. Matt, how are you, Matt?
Hey, Walt. So you said, what was the donut you said you liked? Cheese donut?
Yeah, my all-time favorite is the New York Super Cheesecake donut.
Yeah, but
Since my brother cannot purchase that donut, I may get a dozen and send him a photo of that donut.
I knew that wasn't going to share it.
The second photo.
Yeah, you knew that was coming.
That's definitely something I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm glad he has a team that's actually winning.
But Ramona was talking about a different cinnamon with
cinnamon
cheese.
Toast crunch on it.
Oh my
with
God.
With cream cheese also on it.
He sent them photos all. Yeah, that's the one he actually wanted. He wants the one.
That's the one he was.
Yeah, he wanted the one that's available only till May 5th.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. Send them photos.
Yeah, so that's, I'm going to get a dozen of those and show them an empty box. So,
brotherly love, Ramona. Twins.
Yeah. So with like the draft, the loser teams are always like, I want to save the team. I want to get this splash player this year, and it's going to solve all my problems. And that's the problem with the draft, is you got players that needed to develop. And that's why you're probably going to see Pickett chosen in the first round when he should be a second rounder. And those are why the teams are the losers. Instead of waiting for the player to get to you, like, for example, there's some quality offensive linemen, I think, in this class and defensive linemen. I know he's not a top 10 player, but there's the tackle out of Ohio State, he's played up and down that offensive line. He'd probably do decent at guard.
Well, you know, the dilemma, Matt, is for teams in need of NFL caliber starting left tackle types, all right? Those are limited guys, and just tackles in general, pure tackles, they run out quickly in every draft, and they'll run out quickly in this one. So that's a dilemma for like a Carolina. You know, it's if you're going to take a tackle, you're in an ideal position to take a tackle, then take one, because the chances are that that everything you get after the first three is a project.
Exactly. I mean, I just hate a few years back when everybody was like, Houston has to take Clowney, and that's going to change your franchise. Defensive players don't change franchises that much. Well, maybe a game, two games. Left tackles affect more. Definitely quarterbacks affect more. But if there's no quarterback in the class, don't reach.
Yeah.
A loser team reaches. Two players, and they're both from Minnesota, I was going to get your opinion on. I think there's a defensive end named Mafah.
Yeah.
I heard he doesn't have. He's not a super twitch athlete, but he plays hard.
No,
he's
a super twitch athlete. No, he's an explosive guy, very explosive. He has a legitimate chance. He hasn't, you know, played a ton of football, and there's not a ton of productivity on his record. But he's definitely explosive, and I it's conceivable that he goes in round one, because I think his athletic measurables are going to be attractive enough that at the very least a team at the end of round one looking for edge help like a Kansas City Chiefs or something, a team of that ilk could take a shot at him.
Or the Bills. Yeah. Bills would be a good fit.
Yeah.
And the right tackle out of Minnesota, if he doesn't balloon, could he be a guard?
Well, he's already ballooned. Falele is the size of, you know, a small planet. So we're already past the ballooning stage. There were a lot of times this year he played at over 400 pounds. I mean, you're talking about a guy who is 6'8 and 400 pounds. And honestly, Matt, he's a dilemma to me because I look at him and I think, I'm just going to tell you straight out, I look at him and I watch him play and I think Frankenstein monster. I think this is not a guy with movement skills. This is not a guy with great feet. You know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, how is this guy going to block some of the elite edge rushers in the NFL? But then, Matt, you add in the fact that to get around him means, you know, you got to go around a small country. And he has really long arms. So, you know, he can be slow. He can be methodical. He can move like the Frankenstein monster. And he still might be able to get the job done because he's just too damn big to go around.
I mean, Womack out of Alabama and a guy out of New Mexico State named Hill, I think 6 years ago, is the same body type. And I think the Panthers use him at right tackle and Chargers messed around left tackle. But, I mean, just throw him at guard and say, come past us. I mean, you don't got to be totally an athlete, per se. You just can't get past Mars.
Yeah.
You get a quarterback.
I mean, look, I think if someone's going to take him, they're going to try him out at tackle. He might start out at right tackle first, and we'll see. But again, you know, you're talking about a human – you know, the likes of which we haven't really seen. You know, we have one guy of this size really in history. And again, you're talking about a 6'8", 400 pound tackle. And like I said, just the act of going around him probably gives your passer enough time, you know, because again, he has long arms. All he's got to do is get his arms on you and for you to try and get around him, and that's probably going to give your passer enough time. But he's a dilemma to me, I'll admit, because I look at him and I don't think top 100 player, but I may wind up putting him there anyway.
One last thing I'll run if I can. The Northern Iowa tackle, he seems like he's a decent player, but I appreciate it. Well,
yep, thank you, Matt. I'll get to you on the other side. Quick break.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED? If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or greenvillemensclinic.com. That's greenvillemensclinic.com.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With our maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. We take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Our plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic about septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com They won't let you down.
Do you love to lower your existing auto loan rate by 1%? How about no payments for 90 days? It's never been easier with Founders Federal Credit Union. You can easily apply online at foundersfcu.com/auto or visit an office near you to speak with someone in person. Relax with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions may apply. Membership qualifications require. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Mellow Mushroom is just minutes from Death Valley at 1007 Tiger Boulevard. Join us for Out of This World Pizza, as well as your favorite munchies and cold beverages. We're also your home for gluten-free or vegan options as well. Come inside, order online, or call ahead for our curbside option. To and from a day on the lakes, lunch, dinner, or a picnic, we're Clemson's choice for Out of This World Pizza. 1007 Tiger Boulevard, mellowmushroom.com. Stay mellow and go Tigers!
Helping others is how we roll at Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamston. Six non-perishable food items earns points toward $30 above the waist piercing. Buy two, get one free jewelry or 20% off your purchase. We're supporting Clemson Community Care because helping others is how we roll. Purple Haze, with stores in Clemson and Williamston. Piercings, glassware, t-shirts, and lots of really cool stuff you won't find anywhere else. Purple Haze, Williamston and Clemson. We put a spell on you.
For Mother's Day, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa year after year. Their staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages, the Modern Mama or Ladies Day In packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Mother's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
For over 90 years, George Coleman Ford has taken care of tens of thousands of customers looking for a car, truck, or SUV. That same commitment to their customers drives George Coleman Ford as they look to buy your pre-owned vehicle right now. Pre-owned prices are at a premium due to lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. Their buying process is seamless with no hassle or hidden fees, quick and easy with a check in your hands. Trust me, George Coleman Ford is ready to buy your used vehicle.
This week, the Clemson Tigers are at home at Doug Kingsmore Stadium as they play host to Presbyterian College. With only a few midweek contests remaining this season, the Tigers look to capitalize at this opportunity with a win. Broadcast begins at 5:30, 30 minutes prior to first pitch. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Right here on The Roar, 105.5 and 97.5, where every day is game day.
Chances are your mom has had enough flowers and breakfasts in bed for Mother's Day. Trust me, she'd rather sleep in. Get mom a gift she'll cherish forever from Diamonds and Gold Direct. They offer quality jewelry at affordable prices with a vast selection to choose from. Not sure what to buy? The Diamonds and Direct staff will help you select the perfect gift mom deserves. Voted Anderson's best jewelry store 8 years in a row in Anderson across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/radio. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/radio. That's 4hymns.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Yeah.
fatherless child. A mother who prays the boy won't grow wild. Little song in the night, a ring in Kalamazoo. Stands a young man at the crossroads in the blue, my blue.
Walked up to the Red Rakes. We are back. Texas 723 says, looks like Trayvon Walker will be the number one pick in the NFL draft. So how many more Bulldogs do you think will go in the first round? How many overall? I'm thinking three or four in the first, 12 to 14 drafted overall. Well, I mean, first of all, did you hear something today on Trayvon Walker? Because I don't think there's been any decision made about that unless there's some new report that you've seen that I haven't seen, in which case I'd appreciate it if you pointed it out to me. Other than that, I think there's some, I'm guessing that there's some healthy debate within the Jags hierarchy that may go something like Doug Peterson wants Ike Ekwonu because when he was in Philadelphia, he built teams based on the play of the offensive line. That Balky might favor Walker based on past players that he's drafted. But I'm thinking that when all the dust settles, I'm still thinking that it might be Hutchinson, not Walker. And honestly, that's who they should take, Hutchinson. That's who almost all scouts would take. And in this situation where you just need a player that you can insert from day one. The other thing is this. Khan, the owner, is going to be involved this time. He was involved in their free agency, and he's going to be involved in this decision. And he did interview. He met with both those edge guys. He may actually have the last word in this deal. So it's a little bit of a complex situation in terms of that Jacksonville hierarchy right now. But I think at the very least, Texter 608 just said, four-letter network says UGA Walker, consensus number one pick. Consensus of whom? Russ Dog says, four letters saying that Georgia Walker, consensus number one pick. Again, Russ, consensus of whom? What are we talking about? Consensus of, that's being reported as fact now? That Jacksonville has decided on Walker? It seems unlikely when they just made a statement. Balky just made a statement the other day that said they're down to four. Consensus. Okay, here's the article that you're talking about. Oh, now NBC is saying that Walker has become the betting favorite to go number one. I do see an article that says Georgia Bulldogs Trayvon Walker emerges as consensus favorite to be number one. That article was 2 weeks ago. Let's see. What do we have here? Going from long shot to consensus odds on favorite to be number one. This says, when I click on this, it says 2 weeks ago, but here, once I have clicked on it, it says this was at 11:36 today. Walker was not even listed when some sportsbooks set the odds on which player would be the number one pick. Surge past Michigan's Aiden Hutchinson late Sunday, and now sits atop odds books at books across the country. Walker's odds went from plus 150 to minus 200 Sunday night at Caesars, with Hutchinson falling from minus 170 to plus 160. I'm still not quite sure consensus of whom, but it's interesting. Trayvon Walker, I guess, for the moment, has become the betting favorite. I will tell you this, and I like both players, and I've already laid out the reasons why, and Georgia's usage of Trayvon Walker, which I think hinders his stat line. Having said that, I can tell you that this will actually be in direct opposition of the consensus of scouts around the National Football League. Aiden Hutchinson, the two best players, if you go by scouting systems in this draft, are Aiden Hutchinson and Ikem Ekwonu. And you can put them in any order you want. But at edge, there's no question it's Hutchinson. It's not even close. So it would be defying the majority of scouting systems. Those are the kind of decisions that historically get you in trouble. But it's interesting. Now, I will say this. Vegas does not do very well in projecting draft picks. However, that move is not gambler-based. That line has to be information-based, that somebody has told them something more direct than they had been told previously. Because even though the numbers had moved, Hutchinson had sort of been maintaining the same favorite son status. Okay. So in any case, the Vegas odds have apparently moved toward Walker in that first pick. Let me tell you something. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of when Baker Mayfield was selected number one ahead of Josh Allen. It reminds me of that only in this regard, in that, or when Kyler Murray was selected number one, in that had they not gone one, there was a real chance that they wouldn't have gone till 8 or 10, that it wouldn't have been, you know, 2, 3, 4. I don't know that Walker would have necessarily gone 2 to Detroit. I also don't know whether this is set in stone or whether this doesn't move back. But this is information-based. There's no question about that. It's an information-based line movement. This is not gambling money directed. So it looks like Russ and Texture 723 were right. But he also asked me how many overall. I'm thinking 3 or 4 in the first round and 12 to 14 overall. Well, all right. Here's what you have from a Georgia standpoint. You have Trayvon Walker. You have Jordan Davis. You have Devontae Wyatt. The only question with Wyatt is there's some past legal entanglement, a domestic issue of some sort. And I've read various things on that in terms of the severity of that. If that's a real concern, that's something that could knock him out of round one. But for the time being, I'm going to assume it doesn't. So, because he's definitely a round one player. All right, so we're at 3 definites. All right, now we get into the maybes. And the maybes are N'Kobe Dean. N'Kobe Dean, who at one point was thought to be a top 10 player, just basically refused to run. And that has NFL teams concerned when you combine that with his size. And he's a little guy. He's 5'11 at most. And he's 220-something pounds. That's really small by NFL standards. That's his dilemma. But you have those three. You have those three definites. If we're calling Devontae Wyatt a definite, and I still am at this point. So now you have N'Kobe Dean as a possible. You have Quay Walker, one of the other two Georgia linebackers in the draft, as a possible. In fact, and there's even a school of thought that suggests that Walker could go before Dean, and I think that is conceivable. Because Walker is looked at as the more prototype NFL size and athlete and has run, has tested, and tested really well. Now, I don't think his instincts are anywhere near as good as N'Kobe Dean's, and I think you might just play Walker outside and maybe even make him a sick'em type of guy. But Quay Walker has a legit possibility to go round one. So far that's 5. Lewis Cine could sneak into the back end of round one. That's 6. And there's been discussion of George Pickens. I'm less sure of that. But all it takes is one team liking you. In other words, The absolute most that Georgia could jam into the first round is 7. It seems really unlikely they would have to hit a hot streak at the end of round 1. 3 are guaranteed, 4 likely, 5 certainly possible. That's where I would say Georgia is. And in terms of how many will be drafted in the entirety of the draft, I'll answer that for you on the other side. Before we go to break, though, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. Listen, you all know about Roto-Rooter for your plumbing needs. They recently helped me with a water heater situation. They've helped so many of you. I have unsolicited testimonials on Roto-Rooter till the end of time, with good reason. They're the best in the industry. They have been for over 90 years. In the upstate, the same family has owned the franchise for over 30 years. That is a tradition of excellence and our track record of excellence that you can trust and count on. When it comes to plumbing, they're the only name anybody knows and anybody trusts. But they're more than that. They're also based on you. It's been said you get out of something what you put into it. That's how the folks at Roto-Rooter view it when it comes to your future as a professional plumber with them. You see, your income is in your own hands, with potential compensation as high as $100,000 plus when you become part of the Roto-Rooter team. They invest in your health, in your well-being, and in your future. That means full benefits. We've urged you for years to invest in Roto-Rooter to do your plumbing both at home and at your business. That's how this works. They invest in you. Roto-Rooter's been in business for nearly 90 years. The local folks have been a part of that legacy for over 30. With the continued strong growth in homes and businesses across the Carolinas, that means you could have the potential to make as much as $100,000 plus income with Roto-Rooter. Start your future at rotocareers.com. That's rotocareers.com. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Quick break.
It's not too early to start thinking about new patio furniture from Craft Stove Store and Patio. Your patio deserves classic styles that will last you a lifetime. Brands like Summer Classics, Hanamint, Tropitone, Lloyd Flanders, Palm Spring Rattan, Meadowcraft, and Breezesta. Shop now for classic lifetime patio furniture at Craft Stove Store and Patio in Greenville. Start shopping at craftstovestore.com. Then visit them on Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
My grandpa's blood sugar was over 500, but the health care coaches came to his house and told him how to be healthy.
That's right. It dropped to normal in just 10 days, and I put down my cane.
Now he has more energy to play with me.
If you or your grandpa have symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, or IBS, take the health dare. Our coaching team will do all the work. Book your free consultation at idareme.com. That's idareme.com.
I dare you.
Chances are your mom has had enough flowers and breakfasts in bed for Mother's Day. Trust me, she'd rather sleep in. Get mom a gift she'll cherish forever from Diamonds and Gold Direct. They offer quality jewelry at affordable prices with a vast selection to choose from. Not sure what to buy? The Diamonds and Direct staff will help you select the perfect gift mom deserves. Voted Anderson's best jewelry store 8 years in a row in Anderson across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
For Mother's Day, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa year after year. Their staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages, the Modern Mama or Ladies Day In packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Mother's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
George Coleman Ford wants you to know right now is the time to order your new Ford car, truck, or SUV and save money. In doing so, you'll get all the current incentives, and if the available incentives improve, once your new George Coleman Ford arrives, you'll get the better of the two. George Coleman Ford has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from, and don't forget, there are never any document or closing fees at George Coleman Ford, a customer-focused culture for over 90 years. George Coleman Ford.
Upstate business owners, this message is for you. Summertime is quickly approaching, and the integrity of your roof over your business is important to shield you from the elements and keep your AC bill down. Even the smallest roof leak can cause major damage, shutting down your business while it's repaired, costing you thousands of dollars and a major headache. Call Adams & Co. today for a free roof inspection for your business. 864-260-0080. 864-260-0080.
This week, the Clemson Tigers are at home at Doug Kingsmore Stadium as they play host to Presbyterian College. With only a few midweek contests remaining this season, the Tigers look to capitalize at this opportunity with a win. Broadcast begins at 5:30, 30 minutes prior to first pitch. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Right here on The Roar, 105.5 and 97.5, where every day is game day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Well, I am the river that flows through my veins. I am the black crow, I'm wings of change. Well, I am the rock that the rain couldn't conquer. I'm above, I'm below, I am hell and high water.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. Oh, how many Georgia players get drafted? That was the question. All right. I think Cook, 2. Jordan Davis, 3. Dean, 4. Kendrick, 5. Late, not where people thought. Pickens, 6. Sawyer, 7. Schaefer, 8. He gets drafted probably round 5, 8. Tindall, 9. Walker, 10. Quay Walker, that is. Trayvon Walker, 11. Did I count that right? Or did I skip one? Zamir White, 12. Devontae Wyatt, 13. 13 Georgia players get drafted. There were 14 invited to the combine. The only one who I don't think gets drafted is Jake Carmada, the punter. Other than that, I think all 13 of those guys are going to be drafted. So yeah. Now, again, they won't all be early, but half of them will be early, very early. Look, minimum by the end of round 2, you'll have Wyatt, Walker and Walker, the law firm, 3. Dean, 4. Davis, 5. Scene, 6. Again, regardless of how many go in round 1, and 6 or 7 could, by the end of round two, at least six will have been taken. At least six will have been taken by the end of round two, and maybe more. So it's going to be a big draft night for the Georgia Bulldogs, any way you cut it. Any way you cut it. Russ Dog from Grierson, I'm just referencing the article. No, you're right, Russ. That's what's being said, and the odds have changed. Jesse asks, what do you think about Desmond Ritter's potential in the NFL? Listen, I like Ritter. In some ways, Ritter is the best combination in this draft because, first of all, he's bigger. He's 6'3", 6'4". He's 225 pounds. He looks like an NFL quarterback. He's probably the most athletic. He is a little bit of a straight line athlete, but he's probably the fastest in a straight line, the best athlete overall in this draft. He has good arm strength, not great arm strength. Accuracy can be his issue. Consistent accuracy can be his issue. But he's a winner. I mean, he's a winner, and he's played a lot of football. He passes the Parcells rules. Honestly, that's why this draft at the quarterback position is such a jumble, because there are no true answers. There just aren't. None of these guys are an answer. For every one of these guys, I have as many questions as I do answers. I think from an overall standpoint, if somebody was to tell me they were going to draft Desmond Ritter, midway point or beyond first round, would I hate that? No, not if you don't have a quarterback. No, I wouldn't hate that. Because I think he has a chance. He's going to have questions to answer, but there are a lot of things to like about him. There are probably more things to like about Ritter than there are to dislike, and he may be the only quarterback in this draft you can say that of. Now, again, does he have the highest upside? No, that's Willis. But he's played as much football as anybody. He's been a big-time winner. He's led them. He's been a leader. You can see he has an it factor, intangibles. He's a bigger guy, more athletic guy. There are some things to like about Ritter. Listen, if one of these teams, as I said, 15, 16 beyond, wanted to look at Ritter in round one, I could see that. I could also see him being there, at 50 and having somebody snap him up at that point and having that work out. Generally, NFL quarterbacks only work out in round one. This developmental quarterback stuff is a myth. It just really doesn't happen. There's no such thing. Either your quarterback is good enough to play in the NFL or he's not. And you can develop him for as long as you want. That's why, generally speaking, there are exceptions, but it's a pretty strong rule that quarterbacks have to come out of round one to be successful from a drafting standpoint. And so if they're not, then really you're just taking a chance. You're taking a flyer and hoping. The vast majority of those do not work out. One of the things that's interesting to me, remember when I said like a week ago that Chad Reuter had come out with some four-round mock in which he had five quarterbacks go in the top 12, and I talked about how ridiculous that was? Well, I don't know where he's at now. I haven't seen any update on that, but the Vegas number keeps dropping. The Vegas number on round one quarterbacks, which was high at one point, the last I knew was three. It actually dropped to 2.5. I think it went back to 3. So that's about where it's settling. It's not hard to understand how it works. I mean, what you're talking about is Pickett, Willis Pickett at the front, and then either Ritter or Corral as the in theory third guy. But again, there's no convention on this if one of those guys goes. But one thing to watch for is to see when the first and second guy go. How far back do they get pushed? In other words, if we see a quarterback go at 6, whether it's to Carolina or anybody else picking in that position, if we see a quarterback go at 6, then there's a much increased likelihood that we'll see at least a third quarterback go in round one and maybe even a fourth. If we don't see a quarterback go at 6, then it becomes less likely with each ensuing pick that you're going to have three or four quarterbacks in round one. Hey, listen, Detroit's been rumored to be vetting these quarterbacks too. Well, not rumored. They have vetted the quarterbacks. I don't think that's the direction they'll go, but we'll see. I'm not expecting that. But I think six is a possibility. Eight in Atlanta is a possibility. Nine in Seattle is a possibility. There are always some wild card teams, but the Saints with their multiple draft picks, the Steelers at 20 would be a possibility. You know, there are plenty of possible quarterback destinations still. The question is, does anybody like this group enough? Texas says, well, where do you think Bailey Zappe goes in the draft? I'm not 100% certain he gets drafted, Texas 276. And if he does, it'll be late. It'll be round six, somewhere in there. Again, all it takes is one team to like you. You know, Zappe is actually very accurate and throws with great touch. He's a smaller guy. I mean, if you wanted to draw a connection, a parallel to somebody who played in the NFL, you could say Drew Brees with Billy Zappe. Based on how he sees the field and getting the ball out on time and his accuracy, he does a lot of those things really well. The problem for Billy Zappe, again, is going to be the list of guys in front of him and how soon they come off. You know, it's if you look at this whole first group of guys, and that includes the Corrals, the Ritters, the Picketts, the Sam Howells, once you go beyond Willis and Pickett, how late before those guys come off? Do three or four of the total group go in round one, or does only two go, for example? And does three get pushed into the middle of round two? And then four goes after that. At which point, you know, the Billy Zappes of the world keep moving backwards. Tex said, well, I always appreciate your insight on the draft. I think Ritter has the potential to be the best pro in this class. I wouldn't argue that. Here's what I think on him. I think that of the quarterbacks in this draft, that he has the best potential to still be playing that position in the league in 10 years. I think he's the answer to that question. Now, again, if I'm asking the upside question, that's Malik Willis. There's a lot of raw to get through to see that all develop here. Lincoln writes, Lincoln here, I have Desmond Ridder at 19 to New Orleans. What do you think of that pick? Yeah, I mean, I think it's conceivable. I still don't know what the Saints' intention is in making the move they did. Is it to target two positional players like a tackle and a wide receiver? Is it to have the ammunition to move up if the quarterback they want is available? I'm not sure. But, yeah, Lincoln, absolutely. I think that could happen. I think that's a very legit possibility. Let me tell you about my guy, Greg Wales and Kiwi Financial Group. Through personal life, business, financial, and estate planning changes, your financial advisor should be by your side, like financial advisor Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. If you aren't getting the attention or information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Greg Wales, my guy at Kiwi Financial in Clemson, wants to earn your business and your trust. Look, the markets right now, rocky place. You need the advice of a brilliant guy. That's my guy, Greg Wales. A financial advisor should know your goals, help push you towards them, send you frequent updates and encouragement along the way. Your financial advisor should also educate you on new financial approaches to help better grow your portfolio and your return on investments. Greg knows you've worked hard for your money. Now you need your money to work for you. Greg uses cutting-edge financial technology to create a meticulous plan that will help you achieve your current investment and financial goals. Greg will be there for you through the mountains and valleys of life, educating, advising, helping lead you to a more fulfilling financial future. If you just want more from your money and your financial advisor services, call my guy Greg Wales with Kiwi Financial Group. Schedule your free consultation by calling Greg 654-5043. You're visiting Kiwi Financial, located next to Max Drive in Pendleton Road in Clemson. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
April showers bring May flowers, but it can also bring a bunch of unwanted issues with your home. Make sure you're prepared for the rain with the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. No homeowner wants to deal with a damp or wet basement, which is why Canty Foundation Specialist provides the best basement waterproofing solutions available. Our expert waterproofers know how to identify the cause and can provide you with a high-quality waterproof system that will eliminate those problems. Canty can fix it. Call 844-333-7354.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
I've been working here at the Roar for over 5 years, and I'm proud to tell you about the Max Life Change 6-month program because I'm on the program myself. If you're struggling with sleep apnea, type 2 diabetes, low energy levels, or you just want to lose some weight in a manageable way, this message is directly for you, and the Max Life Change 6-month program can help you get there. Doing the program, I personally had a chance to see the Max Life Change team in action. They really put their clients through a VIP experience. The program itself is amazing because it combines all the things you need to get healthy under one habit-changing service. You'll be placed on a unique blend of nutrition, dietary, supplemental, and fitness changes, and you get paired up with a live team of health coaches to make sure you go all the way. You can't lose with the Max Life Change 6-month program. I highly recommend them.
Make today the day you book your free consultation with Max Life Change. Call 864-364-1334. Online at maxlifechange.com.
The biggest event of the season is this weekend at Diamonds Direct. 3 days of sparkling store-wide savings. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, colored gemstones. Fresh pin-